Welcome back to Shamrock Stories. On today's episode, we have Mr. Leakey and a couple of his woodchucks who just finished framing out the inside of the band trailer. So we're going to have a little conversation about that and a few other projects they've worked on. But I'm going to let them go ahead and introduce themselves.
My name's Mr. Leakey. I've been a shop teacher for 34 years. I went to school here, been involved in a lot of different things.
I'm Evan Shear, and I'm in Woods for the first year.
What grade are you, Evan?
I'm a sophomore.
Thank you.
I'm Lucas Arnold. I'm a senior, and I'm in drafting in Woods 1.
Perfect. And I am Mr. Pyrick. Mr. Leakey, you've done some other projects like this, where whether it's around the school or you're doing stuff for like community events. Can you tell us about some of those?
Sure. We try to get the students involved in different things that are community-minded or civic-minded. I know last year we made napkin holders that had the military emblems on it for the breakfast that the student council gives for Veterans Day. We've also did the picture frames for the composites, for the senior composites in the cafeteria. And they've also helped me with doing some of the community events for our Scarecrow event, Christmas by Moonlight, other events where we had some projects we made, and they assisted in doing that.
Yeah, it's a nice thing to be able to just get stuff done, and you know it's going to be good. And
well, and the big thing is, I like to look at it as to get some community-minded also and give back to the community, what the school's done for them, what the community's doing for them, and that's a big thing.
Yeah, we get a lot of community support at the school. It's nice to be able to have some support going the other way as well. Switching gears to the band trailer, can you just kind of tell us how this project started?
Well, it was the beginning of the year, and Mr. Bergner and Dr. Hainer, you know, they were asking, like, they got this new band trailer, and they were asking if we could put the shelving in it. I thought about it. It was kind of a quick turnaround, but it was a good project for us. We were able to get the students in there to lay it out, to put it together, and get it ready for them. And I think they did use it the last couple of times on their band trips.
When going to you two boys now, when Mr. Leakey mentioned this project to you, I'll let you start, Lucas. Did you have any worries or reservations going into it?
Nope. No worries or nothing. It was pretty fun to do.
Good. Evan?
I thought it was going to take a lot longer than it actually did.
And a lot of it, I think, came about once we got started. We had a few issues early, I think, guys, didn't we?
Yep.
But once we got started, then they understood the roles they were doing and how they were putting it together. I think they all kind of started working together and getting it completed in a manner that it was more organized for them. They started understanding the pace we needed to work at and what we needed to do.
Did you guys have any experience with anything like this going into it?
I'd taken industrial tech my sophomore year, so I had a little bit of experience in the shop and a little bit of experience outside of school.
I took industrial tech, and I've helped my dad put things together.
You've got a little other experience in trailers too, don't you? Doesn't necessarily involve building. It's more cleaning out, isn't it?
Yep.
And what it does is I think it creates an atmosphere to where, you know, it's a little different than how we structured in high school sometimes what we do, but it also gives them an idea of what it's going to be like to go out into the workforce, the expectations, like being disciplined and being particular and doing it in a way that the company may want it or your bosses or things like that.
So he mentioned that you guys kind of, each class and the people in those classes kind of took on certain roles. Evan, what was your role in your class?
Me and Parker, we were putting some of the beams in for the shelving and putting the screws in and leveling them out so they were straight.
Lucas?
Me and Ross, we would cut the plywood for the shelving itself and screw it down.
Yeah, and there's probably about 6 or 7 different groups. And I think, Evan, you kind of helped with laying it out a little bit. And I know, Lucas, you kind of did odd jobs back and forth with different areas of it. And that's what made it kind of neat, where they were getting that experience of all the different parts of it.
Yeah. So you guys feel like you learned a lot working on it?
Yep.
What was your biggest challenge, you think, working on it?
I think the hardest part was getting the long cross beams in to get them level. You had to get a big old clamp and put it together and slowly knock it up so they were level.
Probably getting towards the end, whenever there were the twisted boards, trying to set the plywood in there, that was pretty rough because one side would be perfect, the other side would be iffy.
We had a few at the very end there, and we had a few situations where we're using some material that may not have been right to their level, but it was also, it worked well, and they made it work. We got it to fit pretty good, and, you know, so it worked out well for that part of it.
Were there any pleasant surprises along the way for either of you guys?
One surprise I had was near the end in the front of the trailer. Me and Parker had to put screws in to get some boards in, and it came to a little triangle, so we had to put them in a very, like, angle.
Did you have to figure the angle out? Did you have to measure it and everything?
No.
Who did the measuring for that?
We didn't measure. We just put them in and
so
tried
it just
to
happened.
They had to learn how to put it in a tight spot and how to put it in where it would hold securely. Is mainly, I think the issue was there. You kind of, you guys were in that tight area in there.
Yeah.
Probably whenever I had to set the plywood up, it was on top of the wheel well, and there was also a 2x4 in front, so I had to cut both sides, and they had to be perfect, and that was pretty tough.
What do you feel like you guys learned from working on it?
I learned quite a few things, like how to pocket screw, leveling out things, putting, like, screws into where the boards don't get, like, all beat up.
So making it look nice.
Yeah.
That's an important skill.
Yeah, probably using the pocket screw. I hadn't used that before, but I learned how to do that.
I think some of the biggest things, and they did a lot of really good stuff with that, but they had to learn to work with other people in a tight area. Or in different rooms, too, where they had to coordinate and talk to each other about sizing of pieces and the various things. They also had to, you know, I wouldn't be able to be on top of them all the time. They had to problem solve. They had to do some things. They had to come up with some ideas. They also had to, you know, it's easy to not work when someone's not around watching you. And I think these two especially, I thought they did a great job in being proactive about making sure, what's the next thing I can do? How can I do this? Or what do we need to do next? And I think that was a big part of the project itself with a lot of the students.
Yeah, having that just self-responsibility and self-discipline to take care of what you need to take care of.
Our job traits that companies are looking for, and we talk employability skills in class all the time about what companies are looking for.
Do either of you two, moving on into, like, careers, do you have any plans to go into a career, like a building trades career?
I thought about going into construction stuff, but I don't know about it yet.
Gotcha. Would you say this experience is more or less likely to take you in that direction?
Probably more likely.
So you enjoyed it that much? That's good. Yeah. That's good.
I kind of plan on, after high school, going to do, like, pipeline or something. So still building stuff, not quite wood, but still doing stuff for, like, building power plants, welding that stuff, and stuff in that area.
That this whole planning process and making stuff fit together, starting from scratch, basically, having a design in your head. Did you guys have any drawn-out plans?
Yeah, we had drawn-out plans, and then we went into the trailer before putting wood in. We drew out where all the 2x4s went on the ground, so we had them in the right spot.
And they did a good job with that. I mean, we had some plans, drawings of it, and they followed it pretty good. I mean, a lot of times I was, you know, we helped each other out in deciding it, and I tried to give them ideas of what they can do or where they can do this. But the biggest part of it is these guys in these classes, we teach them these basic skills that are going to get them to the next level. And what interest they show after that, it applies to a lot of the different careers they would look at, so.
If you were going to do this again, would you do anything differently, starting with the planning process? Maybe not. It sounds like it was a pretty well-oiled machine toward the end, but you know how projects go.
Yeah.
You learn as you go.
I think I would get them more involved in, and we didn't really, they did a lot of the constructing. They did all the constructing and all that part. I think more of the, how much material are we going to need? We didn't really have a lot of time to get into that because we needed to get it working on it, but I think getting a bill of materials, what steps are we going to kind of start first? I kind of got to move it in that direction, and then they took it from there for the most part as far as what they needed to do.
About you guys, would you do anything differently if you were going to work on it again?
I would have planned, like, at the start, we didn't realize there were hitches at the back of the trailer, So we had to shift everything a couple inches to the front.
I probably would have done something with grouping people where they have their own jobs. Like, towards the end, we all had our own thing that we did, but probably established that at the beginning, so then it would have flowed better throughout the entire process rather than towards the middle and the end.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. I think we were just kind of pushed in, so it's so quick kind of that we had to get it done. We just kind of like, all right, we're doing this. But once we got settled in, I think it all kind of worked out a little better with that.
Yeah, and it sounds like those things aren't necessarily specific to just this project either. The thing that Evan and Lucas, you mentioned going forward, you can learn from that, right? Like, there's always one thing you forget in the planning process, or there's just something that goes unaccounted for and you have to be able to make adjustments on the fly. And it sounds like you guys did that. And I think that's an important thing to learn too, that everything doesn't go perfect all the time.
And what was nice is they were observant enough to say, hey, Mr. Leakey, this isn't quite working out right. What can we do? Or what do you think about this? And they did that. And that's a big thing, because a lot of times some folks just won't say nothing and we just keep going. And they noticed an issue, just like we talked to, you know, those pieces on the back. We had to move it forward a little bit. We didn't realize it at the time, but the students saw that and says, yeah, we got to take care of this. And they did. So,
yeah, that's it. That's good. Like he said, I don't think that's something everybody would do. Some people are just happy to be told what to do and do it and not really think about it while they're working. Being able to think while you work is important too. You guys want to say anything else about the band trailer? I got a few more questions for you, but kind of wrap things up on the band trailer.
Everything fit into it nicely whenever we put everything into it.
Turned out really good looking.
And you are actually, Evan, you're in band, right?
Yeah.
So does it serve its purpose? Does it work well?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
So all the pieces fit, because I haven't looked at it yet. I didn't know if it did or it didn't. So that makes me happy to hear that, Evan, to be honest with you. But that's good. And they also tweaked it a little bit to help keep the instruments from moving and some things like that with some
bungee cords,
and you put on there to help with that too. So that was good.
Evan, what's your favorite thing about woodworking class?
I get to make something and take it home with me.
What are you going to make?
I think I'm going to make a coffee table for my basement.
What are you going to build it out of? What style are we talking here?
So I'm going to have like some cross beams, make it like old and look like it's older.
What material are you going to use?
Yeah, I don't really know that yet.
Okay. Still in the planning process. Lucas?
I think being able to make the project, and most of my friends are in there, so that's pretty fun too.
What are you going to build this year?
I'm building the vanity for my girlfriend.
What a guy.
Yep.
We got some pretty unique projects this year. Actually, we're just finishing up on, well, they drew out their plans for the most part. We got our plan procedure going, bill of materials going. Now it's time, okay, we need to decide what kind of material we're going to use, how much we need to get, and then we're going to start working in the shop here, getting the things cleaned up, getting them organized, and start working on our projects. And that's the big thing. They get that opportunity now to put these skills in there and work. And, you know, we got half a year, basically a little over half a year to get them finished, and they will. But we got a lot of unique projects this year. I think we got a lot of cool projects, really.
Speaking of projects, Lucas, you're in your second year of welding down at Four Rivers Career Center, right?
Yep.
What are some of the things you've made down there? Maybe what's your favorite thing you've made down there?
So we do, at the beginning, a lot of practicing. So going through all the different types of welding, stick, MIG, and TIG. My teacher's drafting out a drawing for a smoker that I'm going to make for my grandpa. So I'm going to be working on that. But other than that, they got a monster truck down there. And currently it's just the frame. They're getting the axles and stuff all cleaned up. But I've welded on the frame a little. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
We saw that monster truck kind of the staff went down there and toured, I guess, a couple weeks ago. And we saw that. The monster truck, well, the frame, like you said, and that it's kind of like a whole building plan, everybody working together on it. That's a pretty cool project.
Yep.
When do they expect to have that done?
We're hoping to have it out of the shop by, I think, around Christmas time. And then that should be around the time that we can get the axles on it, and then Autobody has to drop the body on it and get everything put together.
What's neat about that is they got so many of their departments involved in it, like the welding. Your auto body, your auto tech, your graphics people, I'm sure, are involved in it, and other areas too. And that, to me, is a pretty unique thing for a center to do that, where they get everybody involved. So it's pretty neat.
I got one more question for you guys, and then we'll wrap up. What's your favorite thing about New Haven High School?
Probably how kind everybody is to each other. No one's really that mean to each other.
I've been at New Haven my entire life. I like it. I agree with Eben. Yeah, everyone's nice to each other, and yeah, it's a good place.
I love it. I've been here 34 years. I went to school here. I taught here for a number of years and back. What I like is our kids, they have a desire to learn. Sometimes we have our days, but for the most part, they come in with a pretty good attitude every day. They want to get better. They want to improve themselves. They want to be these great citizens of the community in the future. And that mindset goes a long ways. And I think our school does a lot to try to get them in that state of mind. But I think their attitude toward each other, their help, their assistance, it beats a lot of other schools I've been at. So
I would agree with that. And I haven't been at other schools, but I think that our kids really have a desire to do well, treat mm-hmm. each other well, care about each other. And I think that's an important thing. And it really goes a long way to creating a good culture and a good environment.
I agree.
Well, I don't have anything else for you guys. Thanks for coming on and,
of course,
telling me about your projects and the band trailer. And thank you for your work on
You're
the band
welcome.
Trailer, Mr. Leakey, well, planning it and facilitating everything.
Thank you for having us on here. I think it's a neat thing to get the word out of different things we're doing throughout the whole school, and I think that's a neat thing.
All righty. Well, thank you, guys. And we're back. I got a new crew of students in the New Haven High School podcast studio here to tell us about their experience at the Four Rivers Career Center down in Washington. I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and then we'll get into our conversation.
Hi, I'm Megan Horskamp. I'm a senior, and I'm in the CLAPS Global Business Program.
Hello, I'm Chesney. I'm a senior, and I'm in the Four Rivers Teaching Careers Program.
Hi, I'm Brandon. I'm a senior, and I'm in the Welding Technologies.
I'm going to quiz you guys real quick, see how much you know about Four Rivers Career Center. Do you guys know all the programs that are offered down there?
Yeah.
You want to start, Chesney?
Okay. You want me to just list all of them?
Off the top of your head.
Okay. Building construction, auto collision, graphics, teaching, business, welding,
collision repair,
lock, biomed, engineering, IT, machine tools, horizons,
graphics.
Already said that.
Okay.
You nailed it. You got all of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, a little bit about Four Rivers Career Center, and these guys know way more than I do, but it's a vocational technical school in Washington, Missouri. We send 27 of our students there currently. They go every morning they get on the bus here a little before 8, and they're back in our building about 11:20 or so. So they spend the first half of their day down there learning about careers, I mean, trades, essentially. Brandon, I'm going to start with you on this one. Tell us a little bit about your welding class. And actually, let's start with what made you choose to go to Four Rivers Career Center? What made you choose welding?
What made me go to Four Rivers was my brother Keegan was actually in Four Rivers. He went to the collision repair class. I didn't necessarily want to do that. So I kind of looked through and picked that, and I thought that welding was most interesting to me. So that's how I got into it.
I've always known that I wanted to be a teacher. So this program, I've learned a lot about it even as a freshman, because they had like shadowing days, which you get to learn more about their program. And it just seemed really fun and awesome, and it gives you amazing experience. So that's why I chose to go to Four Rivers.
I chose to go because I knew it gave me a lot of opportunities to learn about business. I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do when I first went, but I knew I wanted to do something in business. And I knew a few people that had done it before, and they said they had a great time and they learned a lot. So that's why I went.
Did you guys consider any other programs before you chose the one you did?
No.
Not really.
I didn't choose one before, but then I switched to teaching for a little bit. And that's when I learned I didn't want to do teaching, but it was a great opportunity to get that out of the way and not spend too much money on that.
Yeah, figuring out what you don't want to do is as good as figuring out what you want to do. Sometimes you can save yourself, like you said, a lot of time and money. So you want to go into business. You want to be a teacher, ultimately. Those two are pretty, I guess business is a little bit broader. Teaching, you can go in a few different directions. Brandon, there's all kinds of different welding. Do you know exactly what you want to do with welding coming out?
Right now, the plan is to go into like shipbuilding type of welding, but there's also pipe and structural and then also fabrication as well. So there's really a broad sense of what I can do.
So you can do a lot of different things, but do you want to go into shipbuilding?
Yes.
And that means going into the Navy. That's your goal, right?
Navy, yes.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Chesney, tell us what you want to do teaching-wise.
I plan to be a middle school math teacher. Ultimately, I want to come back to New Haven and give back to the community that gave to me, and then eventually, hopefully, work my way up into administration.
Nice.
Yes, that's a good... I can respect that plan, obviously.
There's take his job.
Similarities to what I did. Megan, do you know exactly what kind of business?
Right now, I'm getting with like the opportunity that I have at Four Rivers. I'm doing my apprenticeship, and I am also taking my real estate classes so then I can take the exam when I'm 18 so I can get my real estate license. And then I plan on going to State Tech and just getting a digital marketing degree so then I have something that I can always rely on and use.
Nice. That's a differentiating a little bit. And that digital marketing degree, that can help feed your realtor stuff too.
Yes.
Obviously, it all kind of goes hand in hand. So tell us a little more, like what exactly does your program look like? From you're in your second year of welding. You guys are all in your second year of the same program, right? So kind of take us through from the first day you walked through the doors there for that program to where you are now and kind of what it's going to look like at the very end.
Okay. So when you first get into welding, first week you're in the classroom and you're learning like just some basic things. And you're also through our class, we have to have a safety test and we take that and we have to pass it or we don't get to go into the shop. And then after that, we learn how to just right out the gate, we get just a plate that we could learn how to just start striking arcs and laying beads. You do that until it gets approximately 1.5 to 2 inches thick. And then after that, we go on to T-joints, and you learn how to flat, horizontal, vertical, and overhead stick weld on all of those. And then after that, we take another test, but it's a bend test. And you don't necessarily have to pass those the first try, but they want you to pass so that you have those tests finished. And then after that, you move into MIG welding, go through essentially the same process as you did the first time. And then you go into TIG welding and you do the same exact thing. And my class was kind of ahead of everybody else. So we actually got into aluminum TIG welding, which is not normal for first years. This year, we started brushing over everything to make sure we could still do it. So we started doing stick plates again, and we got through that pretty quick. We went through a little bit of aluminum again just to brush up on it. And now I'm currently working on pipe. So I'm learning how to do pipe welding right now.
So you get in from the very first day, it's safety. As soon as they can trust you in the shop, you're right into it and you're getting everything.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So for the teaching careers program, there's 2 years of it. And it's suggested to take the 2 years so you get the most experience possible, but year one is essential. I feel like it's given me so many opportunities and so much knowledge that going into college, I would never even think of knowing. But basically your first year, majority of the first semester is in the regular classroom where you're learning how to be a teacher, instructional strategies, stuff like that. And then eventually you get your first placement in a classroom. We call it the field. It's not a cornfield, it's a classroom. And so in the field, you get hands-on experience with students. So your first placement as a year one will be a year-long placement, and you'll start off once a week around October. And then gradually as the year progresses, you'll get in there more and more. So at the end of my junior year, I was in the classroom 4 days a week, and I was only at Four Rivers once. And usually you get to stay in your home school district. So that was awesome. I got to be in Miss Nilge's middle school English classroom last year. And then for year two, right off the gate, you get to go into classrooms. So after Labor Day, I went into a first grade classroom and my placement with that is almost over. After Thanksgiving break, I'll go into my second placement. And then around March, I get to go to my third placement. And you get to go 4 days a week in year two, so you get tons of experience. I would say year two is more of an independent study, so you still have work. Like, I'm still modifying lessons, doing stuff to gain knowledge in teaching and not just like hands-on experience and more like paperwork. But I would say this program has given me a lot of experience that I would never get until maybe like my junior or senior year of college.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. You're in it right off the bat. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing.
For the business class, like the first few weeks is just a lot of presentations, learning how to present and having good posture and all things like that that you would need in the business world. We learn a lot about what is in our room. We have a huge room. We have a little upper little deck and then a lower, and we just have a lot of cool little tools in there that we get to use. So we get to practice those out and learn how to use it and then teach the other kids in our class how to teach it. It's really a fun time. And then we usually go out into different businesses and do little things for them. Like, we help out the farm to table in Washington and do things for them. And you get the opportunity to help. I know last year a group of us got to help with Downtown Washington incorporating in their digital marketing. And we just like did their TikToks and their Instagram and their Facebook and got to post and take videos of everything. So that was a lot of fun. You got a lot of experience in that.
Have experience in TikTok and Instagram before that?
Yeah, but it's a different thing having to post all the time. It's harder.
Okay.
And then during the middle of the year, we do this school enhancement project. So you get in a group of like three or four, either with people in your school that are in your class or out. And you choose a school and you choose something that you can enhance it with. For Washington, I did one with some girls that were from Washington. So we did one for their school and we decided to have like a criminology podcast because they don't have anything with like criminal justice or anything like that. And a lot of people are interested in that. And that's a lot of fun. And you have to present to all of the the head administrators of Washington. And that is really scary and very daunting. So it really helps you, again, with your presentation skills. And then you do a lot of that, like presentations and entrepreneurship at the end of the year, your first year. And then the second year, you can start apprenticing, which is what I do. And I go 4 days a week to my apprentice, which I do with Northern Star Homes, and just go to their meetings and different things. And then I just have to go on Fridays. And then I just report back to my teacher and tell them what I've done. It's a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. You guys are working on what you want to work on and gaining experience right off the bat, and there's no substitute for experience. What would you guys say is your favorite thing about Four Rivers?
My favorite thing is Four Rivers has this thing where you can volunteer to, they call it an ambassador, but it's, you're essentially, you get to tour the school with different schools. I currently do that, and that's my favorite thing as of right now.
Yeah, when our staff went down and visited a couple weeks ago, every classroom had a different ambassador, and we've had a couple from our school over the years be ambassadors too, and I think that's a neat thing, and that's just another real world thing. You have to talk to people and be able to give information and just not just hide in the back, you know, ignoring everybody, hoping nobody notices you. It's nice to get out in front of people, and if you're proud of what you're doing, it's nice to be able to take some pride in that and show, hey, this is what we're doing, and I think it's cool, and I hope you do too. But I'll stop talking now. Chesney, what's your favorite thing?
My favorite thing about Four Rivers is the connections that you make with the people in your class, because everyone's so interested in the same thing that you are. I think it's easier to form connections because you have a similar interest. The kids in my class, we talk about everything. We're all there because we want to help people. Ultimately, you get to be with people who have similar interests as you. It's led to many different connections. I still talk to people who I was in the class with last year, and as a year two, we have some returning people. that were in my class last year as well. And I'm even going to room with someone who was in my class last year at college. So I think the connections is my favorite part of Four Rivers.
Yeah, I really do like the connections, like being able to meet people from other schools and build different types of relationships than the ones you just have at school. And then obviously the experience, like me being able to apprentice and get real world experience and kind of get a head start on things. I really love that opportunity.
Speaking of a head start, will you leave Four Rivers with any certificates, or is it just all for, and it may be different for each one of you, or is it just, but it's really invaluable. You have a ton of experience you can put on a resume.
I know with my being able to do my apprenticeship and take the classes for my real estate license, by the end of the year, I will have my real estate license. So I will kind of get that out of there along with the experience.
For a teaching careers program, you have the opportunity to become para certified or paraprofessional certified or substitute certified, which I'm sure you can get both if you do year one and year two. Last year, there was a lot of kids who signed up for the paraprofessional certificate, which means you just really have to study and take a test, and as well for the sub-certification. Our program also offers dual credit, so that'll transfer to college. Like last year, I took 3 credits for intro to teaching and 1 for field experience, so that'll be just like an easy credit done, and it's not any extra work. It's just embedded into the class, which I think is really helpful.
Out of my class, all you get is that sense safety test and those 2 bend tests, because we don't really take any other tests than that.
What is your least favorite or maybe the most challenging thing down at Four Rivers?
I think the thing that makes me sad sometimes is when I miss things that happen in the morning at school. Then I'm just a little jealous and sad that I didn't get to experience. I get FOMO really bad. So that's what I think is the hardest part. But in the end, it really weighs out to be better for me to go there. But that's just a little challenge I have to face every day.
I would say the biggest challenge of going to Four Rivers is that this is like serious and you are learning things. I will say, like, it hasn't been easy trying to learn all these things because obviously I'm learning them a little bit earlier than anyone else would be. Like, I'm learning how to differentiate with children and stuff like that. And I'm having experience with, like, children already and stepping into that kind of teacher role more than just, like, an A-plus or cadet helper. I will say it's been hard to kind of like be in a professional mindset rather than like I'm still just a student. I need to be professional and this is for my future. So it's been kind of hard to realize that this is serious and I'm not just a normal high school student. Like Four Rivers holds you to a higher expectation than just high school.
Yeah, that's a good point. I really thought about that, but being in your shoes, that would definitely be a challenge because really in the mornings, if you're in classrooms, you are a student and teacher at the same time. So you almost kind of got to switch gears on the fly all morning. Yeah, I can totally understand how that's a challenge for you.
I think the hardest part of Four Rivers is kind of just getting started because everything that you do in the beginning is just going to keep building up and up. And by the time you're done, you're going to have just way more experience than everybody else.
Did you guys feel, I mean, you're walking in there on day one and you're walking in with your classmates. Did you feel maybe intimidated or anything like that? Like, this is a new place. This is a career center. It's bigger than our entire school building here. You know, there's a bunch of other people in there. Did you feel intimidated or nervous or anything like that?
I think I might have been like a little nervous to start off, but then I recognized some people in my class and in the hallways there. And so that made it easier and more welcoming. I know for sure this year, it was like a whole different game. I just walked in there. You just feel more like it's kind of like a home now.
That's good.
I will say my program has always been very welcoming. I mean, it started with our teacher last year. She was so welcoming. And even the students are, I would say teaching careers is pretty welcoming because everyone's here to do the same thing. I think it was hard to adjust at first because you don't know these people. You don't know these people like your whole life. But it was easy for me my first year because I still had friends from other schools going in there with me. So it was like, we're all in this together. basically.
I was just ready to get started, really. Making friends was a benefit of it.
Did you have any experience welding going into Four Rivers?
Absolutely not.
Not even like amateur backyard driveway?
No. I had never touched anything that had to do with welding before.
Good. So you started completely from scratch, but you were ready. That's good. Is there anything that has surprised you about Four Rivers? Maybe you thought one thing about going down there and it was maybe not completely different, but there was something that happened that you weren't expecting necessarily in any of your experiences down there.
I'd say that the teachers there, especially my teacher, he's going to lay it to you straight. If you're not ready for something, he'll tell you. And it was really nice of him to do that because in my field, if you're not ready for something, it'll either get you fired or it can get somebody hurt.
I'll say one thing that was hard to adjust to or just like unexpected was that this was like a new school district. So we had to adjust to the policies. Like last year before the phone ban, we were allowed to have our phones out and stuff like that. And now we're not, which, I mean, it doesn't really affect us because at New Haven, we don't even have our phones out. But adjusting to all those policies, like the vending machines, like those, the ramen. Yeah. Yeah. My bank account definitely saw it last year. But I guess just like adjusting to how kids are so different there than New Haven, I would say.
I would say there's especially like in the business class, you have a lot of like independent work time and like they'll like give you stuff to do and like these projects and different things, but you have to work on it when we're just in the classroom and you have to keep yourself focused. So I think that was something that was kind of surprising for me. And usually we don't have that much time here. So really just having to focus in and not talk to my friends all the time and get my work done was something that I had to work
on. So you're just basically get a prompt or something along those lines and you just build it out in your class, right?
Yes. My teacher, Mr. Nollick, will give us a thing for the school enhancement project and you have to have so much studying behind it and how much you're going to put money into it, where you're going to get the money from, how you're going to hire a teacher and all the little things that you wouldn't think about. And it does take up your time, but then you get a little distracted.
And you don't have a textbook for that. You just figure it out.
Calling people, asking information, talking to Dr. King, the principal or head administrator there.
What is your favorite thing that you guys have really had a lot of positive experiences there, it sounds like, and you've worked on a ton of different stuff. I kind of asked you your favorite thing about it, but is there a project, like Brandon, you don't have to tell me that building our ball racks has been your favorite project, because I know you're also working on a monster truck down there. I appreciate you building those ball racks for us, and I knew I had the right guy when I asked you to do it, but what is the coolest thing you've worked on, completed, helped build?
Last year, actually, is when I did it. The Washington Fire District got something, but we built a frame for them so that they could build house roofs and they could train with opening roofs and things like that, like different inclines and stuff like that.
I saw that while we were down there. That was pretty neat. Do you have a favorite project or maybe a favorite thing that happened while you were in a classroom?
I will say my favorite thing about my program, each class at Four Rivers has a club that they're like in. Last year I had Educators Rising. This year I have FCCLA because it's not like a state recognized one. But last year at Educators Rising, it was kind of like FBLA and you like competed in events involving teaching. And my group did an ethical dilemma. So we were giving an ethical dilemma and we had to present on what the teacher should do in that. And at state, we got third place, and then we went to nationals in Florida, and my group placed sixth in nationals. So I think that experience was good. We spent like 4 days down in Florida, went to Disney World with our teacher, a few students from our program, because we all advanced to nationals, and it was just a lot of fun.
That's great. Sixth in the nation's pretty lofty. That's a good job.
Sounds like a fun time.
It was.
I would say my favorite project or something that we've been involved in was we also had this other group of six of us, and we got to help out with Northern Star Homes, who I apprenticed for, and we put on a open house for real estate agents. our class picked out the colors for a house, and they built the house, and it was like this house people could actually buy, and someone actually bought it. So that was really fun, and a group of us got to decide what we got to put for the open house, what food we were going to bring, what we were going to talk about, who we were going to invite. And really, it was a great group of students, and we had a lot of help along the way, and it was just a great time.
I'm going to go back to you, Chesney, real quick, just for the academic nerd in me. What was your ethical dilemma?
Basically, this teacher who was in a small school district like ours was teacher of the year, and he was, like, well-known, and he helped this one student who was struggling in particular and helped her to get into college, pass her classes and stuff like that. And then the student invited him to her graduation party. Her parties, like her family, were known for getting kind of wild. And basically we had to decide what the teacher should do about it. We had to write an essay about what we thought he should do and kind of just break down the scenario. And then for the state and national competitions, we had a presentation that we put together about what he should do, the key components of it, and how this ethical dilemma can be brought into other factors in your career.
So it was the same ethical dilemma throughout each competition,
yes.
But the work got harder, I guess? Or
yeah.
Nice. Well, congratulations again, sixth in the nation. That's awesome.
Thanks.
Why would you guys recommend Poor Rivers Career Center to someone else, or maybe someone who's on the fence? Like, I kind of want to do this, which I'm just going to high school all day long, or I'm also thinking about this and I'd like to go to Four Rivers to do that. What would be your advice?
My advice would be to just do it, because you're never going to get the experience right now that you can get through Four Rivers. It's going to take a little while for you to even get that experience with whatever you're doing.
And it's so accessible to you guys. I mean, it fits into your school day. You get to ride a bus down there. I would agree with you. If you want to go into a trade, it's a great situation for you guys.
Yeah, I think it's a great way to just get a head start on your career. And even if you really don't know what you want to do, like Megan said, it's easy to kind of whittle down what you don't want to do. I always knew that I want to be a teacher, but if somehow in this program I decided, yep, that's not for me, I definitely would have known by now.
Yeah, I would have to agree with both of them. You get to find out what you like and what you don't like. You get different experiences. And really, you get to decide your own path with Four Rivers. You can choose what you get out of it. You can get a lot out of Four Rivers and the experiences and mostly the connections, not with just like the people in your class, but like different businesses and
the networking
schools.
Definitely.
Yes, you get to really branch out, and that'll help you in whatever career you decide later in life.
Even in my teaching class, last year, as a year one, we did a lot of networking within the Washington School District. And last year, I was able to shadow a principal at Washington School District to learn more about that. And I also did a state competition on experiencing what it was like to be an assistant principal. And we did job interviews with the head of HR at Washington. So basically, we just got a lot of experience and people to talk to and just a lot of resources.
That's great. I think Four Rivers is, for students like you guys, I think it's a great thing. But switching gears back to New Haven High School, last question I have for you is, what is your favorite thing about New Haven High School?
I have to really think, like,
I don't know. There's.
I didn't have that one on the paper, did I?
Yeah.
Surprise.
There's so much to love about New Haven. I love the community that we have here. I love how much we value our excellence. I love the teachers. I love the students. I mean, and I've experienced a lot of Washington. I mean, obviously I'm not really a student there, but I've also learned a lot about other school districts, but I'll say New Haven's like nowhere else.
Yeah, I think at New Haven, you get a lot of opportunities to be like a big role in a lot of groups. Like, when you're a STUCO representative, like, you have a big say in what we do. And being on sports teams, like, you always have a great opportunity to be the best you can be. And I think that's a great thing about New Haven. And, yeah, I do love the people here. And I like how it's small and you get to make a lot of big connections.
Kind of like what Chesney was saying, is the community is the best thing because you get to meet not a ton, but you get to meet a lot of people that may become friends for life. You just never know.
Because it's so small, everyone that you meet, which is everyone, you have a chance to build relationships with those people. And it's not just I know that face, and that's all you know. It's, I know her name, I know what she likes, I know she's good at poetry in English class, and you have a chance to build those relationships.
Like, even when you think that you're alone, you're never alone. There's always someone by your side, whether it's someone in the community or someone on your sports team or even just someone who sits next to you in class.
Yeah, I think that is a great thing. Some kids will describe like, oh, I don't even see them in the hallway. I don't have a clue who that is. And it's like in their class. And I just couldn't imagine that. And I just love being able to look down the hallway and know who I'm looking at and just knowing everything about everybody.
All right. Anything else you guys want to say to wrap up?
Go to Four Rivers. Have a great time.
Well, I appreciate you guys coming on with me today. And that's all we got for this episode of Shamrock Stories. Thanks for listening.